To Britain now, where a different story involving the right to die is making headlines. This morning, a 43-year-old British woman, paralyzed from the neck down, won the right to die. It marks the first time in Britain that someone in control of full mental faculties has won the right to ask doctors to switch off life support systems. We're joined now by Helen Studd, who's covering the story for The Times of London. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Tell us how this case unfolded.
Well, it's an interesting case. 1 year ago, Miss B, as she's known in court, ruptured a blood vessel in the back of her neck. It left her a quadriplegic. Now, despite surgery, her condition has not improved, and she's now had to breathe artificially through a ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
She also can't speak without having air blown across her windpipe. She realized that she was not going to improve, and she asked doctors to switch off her ventilator and allow her to die. Now, they refused on grounds that she did not have the capability of making her own decisions. They said that depression had an effect and also a psychological regression back to her troubled childhood, and that would too heavily influence her decision. So she went to court to prove that she was capable of making her own mind up as to whether she should live or die.
And the judge decided that she had the right to die.
The judge did decide that she had the right to die, yeah. And it basically reinforces the fact that people who have the capability to make their own mind up can choose what kind of medical treatment they have. And it's not just in terms of living and dying. It has an implication in the amount of treatment that your family doctor can give you in the future. If you'd say, no, I don't want to take some medication, and he says, well, you must, you then have a right to say, no, I don't want to. It's basically reinforcing that the patient has the overall decision-making capabilities above the doctor.
The judge did seem to express some reservation. She was quoted in a couple of news accounts that I saw saying that she was very impressed with Miss B as a person, with her courage,
yes,
with her sense of humor.
Yes, that's right. The judge, I think, found her an incredible person. And I think she found it very difficult to understand that somebody would want to take her own life. On the other hand, she also said that it was important to recognize the rights of disabled patients in the sense that they have the same rights as any fit person in terms of making their own decisions.
Now, as I understand it, Miss B was not married, had never been married, had no children. And I would think that that might complicate things if you had a patient who was married, had children, people who had a very significant stake in whether this person lived or died. That might complicate this kind of decision. Does the judge say anything about that in her decision?
Well, Miss B said that if she had children, she would be thinking very differently. As it is, she has no family. She is a single person. And she cares immensely for her godchild, who she's completely devoted to. She has one godchild. Now, she said that for the sake of this godchild and for the sake of her religion, she did not want to have to commit suicide. Doctors had offered her the chance to turn her own ventilator off if that's what she wanted to do. And she said, no, I don't want it to be classed as suicide. I want it to be classed as a normal, natural death.
Which would involve the doctors switching off the machine, her ventilator.
Would, yes. Right. Yes, that's right. The doctor switching it off or some mechanical mechanism switching it off for her.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Helen Studd is a reporter for The Times of London.